What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Hello, it's the Dave Moore podcast, and I'm Dave Moore, and that's Colin Minogue, and that's Emer Shannon. Yo.
What up?
Lots to do on the podcast, as you can imagine. One of the things we're going to do in a few minutes is listen to the bit where a listener called Haley wanted us to try and identify a piece of music. But since that's happened, Cahill has gone down rabbit holes of trying to identify pieces of music. It was like you were supposed to just help her not get sucked in yourself.
I know, but then it's just all this old music kept on coming up on my YouTube. You know, they just, it starts feeding you different.
Yeah, yeah. Things you want, things. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've, after coming across a song actually that I did know vaguely because of it's in a movie.
Right.
And I watched the music video for this. It was in 1968. This is absolutely terrifying, this song. What? And I'm guessing it's a scary song.
Right.
I'm not sure if it's a serious song or not. Have a listen to this. Is that supposed to be scary?
No.
Oh, have you seen the video? Very visual, but the video's... This is this now. As a torture method or something. It's absolutely terrifying. And the guy, your man, Tiny Tim, he is scary.
Yeah, I think Tiny Tim was scared. A thing, though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like, look, I think anyone who sings like that, you know, you can look, make
you
it scary.
You telling me that, like, that's but showing Dave a video of Tiny Tim.
Now, Tiny Tim is a man with long
I'm
hair.
I'm not going to lie. There's a very, very small part of me that finds Tiny Tim attractive.
What the hell?
Listen, okay.
I find Noel Fielding attractive.
It is very, very Noel Fielding. So hang on. Do you remember? So what year did you say this was? 60-something?
1968.
Okay, so 1968. You want to stand out, okay? Jim Morrison's doing the Doors thing. You know, he's got that boxed off. So you can't be thinking, can't be that guy anymore because Jim Morrison's a, you got a lot of fire, right?
Fair.
So you go, so how am I going to set myself apart? I'm going to go, well, maybe I can sing really high and freak people out and sing. And he looks like he doesn't sing like that.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's any harder thing at all.
It's not a million miles away from Wuthering Heights.
Yeah, not a million miles away from Daniel Bedingfield. If you're not the one.
I know, lads. I know, but it's the ukulele and everything.
Maybe you just don't like ukuleles.
No, but it is in a film, you see, and maybe that's what's bringing me back.
I think you're
film.
Associating it with
the scary film. Do you know
the film
Insidious?
I've heard of it. I've never heard of it.
The ghosts are knocking about and then the and ghost then plays that song.
Okay.
Well, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. Yeah, you're
but
associating
that video is starting to freak me out.
Okay.
There's a great, is it Harry Nielsen song? Gotta get up, gotta get down, gotta da 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 in the morning. But it was in Russian Doll, which is that great Netflix show with Natasha Lyonne.
Okay.
But basically the premise of the show is that she keeps dying and waking up on her 30th birthday at the party. And every time she dies, that's the song. So it's played constantly.
Oh.
So I actually set it as my alarm for ages because it was just, I'd wake up and be like, oh.
But that's
God.
Like Groundhog Day when
yeah.
Bill Murray wakes up to I Got You, Babe.
Yes.
Every single, and the same DJ's going and saying, hey, it's 6:02 a.m. and it's time for whatever. And
I've never seen that film.
Groundhog Day!
I know.
Carl, you will love it. Ned Ryerson! Punch in the face. Oh my God, you've got to see it.
Is it of its time, though?
Yes, but it's so funny, it doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. All
you
of
can
those
watch
films
movies
are great.
Of its time. Like, that's fine.
I know, but you know the way some are just like.
No,
not...
it's not like massively dated, like in the sense that it can only be set in 1989 or whatever. Like, whatever.
It's so good they haven't remade it.
Yeah.
It's probably.
Fair.
Like, there's a subset of those films, like, they've never tried to remake, like, The Breakfast Club or Groundhog Day or pretty much any of the John Hughes films.
Ferris
Bueller's Day Off. Yeah. They've never tried to because you can't.
You can't.
They are just.
They are of their time, but like, this is just. No, this is not. Like, there's so many things you'll quote on this for the rest of your life. Ned Ryerson, you'll do that. Punxsutawney Phil. You know, like there's so many.
No, I'm not a quoting
Phil is the
movie
name
guy.
Of Groundhog.
Yeah, of the actual Groundhog
himself.
Yeah,
he comes out every year.
Punxsutawney Phil.
We watched it up on the roof here in the winter, actually.
I think, honestly, Carl, you need this weekend, set yourself the task.
Oh, this weekend. I'll do it during the week.
Go on. Groundhog Day. And then report back and tell us what it's like.
Okay.
Anyway, apart from Carl searching for terrifying songs like Tiptoe Through. the true lips. We did have Hayley asking us the question, which was, can we find the source of this clip of music? Anyone know? Anyone recognize that? Starting up. If anyone knows, 087-4100-102, drop a text or a WhatsApp in. If you can identify that piece of music for Hayley, let me know. 087-4100-102. Carl thinks he might know. We'll see. I might use Shazam in a minute and see if Shazam can tell me. But just before that, let's use the hive mind of the Today FM listeners. What piece of music is that? 087-4100-102. Okay, so we got some suggestions in on 087-4100-102 as to what the song might be. Like, for example, there's loads of text messages in. Is it something like I Do from ABBA, says Steph? Is it Elvis's Wooden Hearts, says Joanne in County Louth? And then a lot of people think it might be Puppet on a String, the Sandy Shaw clip, okay? And that kind of sounds like this. Similar vibe, but I don't think that's what it is. Ciarán's been on.
Dave, that bit of music is the end of Seven Drunken Nights by the Dubliners.
Now, you see, this is where we're starting to get somewhere, because Burr's been on as well to tell us this.
I'll sing the words to that song for you, Dave. Never ever on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, for that's my day of rest, or something like that. But it should be Sunday's day of rest. Yeah, so I can hear my dad and ma singing it, so it must be from a musical from way back. And never ever on a Sunday, Monday, but that's my day of rest.
So definitely some memories triggered there for Burr. Well, look, going through all the messages, right? It turns out we figured out what's going on. Hayley, who's sent the message in on 087-4100-102. The Dubliners and Seven Drunken Nights is what comes up when you Shazam it, okay? And I think the reason it comes up is because the lads went on the Late Late Show in 1987 to celebrate their 25th anniversary. And they played the song Seven Drunken Nights. And at the very, very end of the song, as Ronnie Drew is singing the last line or so.
And as I went home on a Sunday, as drunk could be, I saw my wife inside the bed, and this she said to me.
Never on Sunday, she said. You see?
I see what's happening there.
Right, here's the crack with it. Never on Sunday is a song originally called Tapedia Tau Pirea. My Greek isn't brilliant. It is from the Children of Piraeus, and it was from a movie of the same name, and it actually won an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1960, the first for a foreign language picture, which is pretty amazing. And what it does sound like without the words is this. So it's just the lads, the Dubliners, having a bit of a laugh and putting a bit of another song that ties in lyrically to what they're singing about, as Seven Drunken Nights on the Late Late Show in 1987. So Hayley, I hope that answers your question.
It's going to be stuck in everyone's heads now.
That's a good out. I'll get it out with this. This is Marshmallow and Anne-Marie. This is Friends on Today FM. So as usual, you listeners, you come to the rescue and you tell us exactly what it is. And the fact that it was like a little add-on to another song, it's just brilliant.
I like the fact that they were definitely making a dirty joke in the Late Late Show at a time when that would not, yeah, that would not have gone down well.
Dubliners, amazing. You know what else is amazing? When we have a Music Master winner, it makes me feel good in my soul.
Music Master on
Today FM. Okay, here we are. Music Master. Our first contestant is Laura Pepper in Cavan. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for asking. What's the crack with you and Music Master? How's the relationship going? Are you good at it? Are you bad at it? Are you frustrated by it? Do you love it?
It could go either way. We could have a good day or we could have a really, really bad day.
Well, let's hope it's a good one. You want to jump into round one and see how you do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's do it.
Round one.
So three categories to choose from at the start, Laura. That's what you have. You can have an arm and a leg, Moon Men, for toe tappers?
Toe tappers.
Okay. These are songs that have featured in Strictly.
Oh, God.
So let's ask you all of these questions. 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Patti LaBelle famously sang about, or sang which Moulin Rouge song?
Red. No.
No, Lady Marmalade. What's the missing word? And through it all, she offers me...
Protection.
Yes, that's right, Robbie Williams. Jerry Lee Lewis sang about great balls of what?
Fire.
Yeah. Spinning Around was something of a comeback single for which artist?
Kylie Minogue.
That's right. According to the song, Guilty Feet Ain't Got No What?
Rhythm.
Yes. Tony Christie had a hit single about the way to where?
Amarillo.
That's right. Feel It Still was a hit for which band? Portugal the Man or Spain the Lady?
Pass.
It was Portugal the Man. Finish the song title from Gina G. Ooh, ah, what?
Just a little bit.
That's right. The song All That Jazz appears in what musical?
Oh, Wicked.
No, Chicago. In the song Copacabana, who was Lola?
A showgirl.
She was a showgirl. Which Welsh band teamed up with Tom Jones? No, oh, there's those drums.
There
okay.
You
no, I can't give it. Once the drums start, I have to stop. I'm not like that mastermind guy. Let me just count up now. 1, 2. 7 is a great score out of you there, Laura. 7. Let's make it even better now in the bonus round.
Bonus round.
Okay, so we're going to play Guess the Lyric. So I'm going to play you a clip of a song. The clue still remains. These have all featured on Strictly. But instead of a certain lyric, you're going to hear a little dingy bell, and I want you to tell me what word is missing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's your first one.
Still.
Still is right. That's Elton John's Crocodile Rock. There's a point on the board. Try this one.
Dance
is right as well. That's 2 bonus points. Now get this third one right. I'll take your score of 7 and I'll triple it to 21, which would be nice. So what's missing here?
Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of
Rock.
Hounds of Rock is not what we're looking for. It was Hell, actually. Hounds of Hell. So I can give you 7 plus 2 is a score of 9. Excellent. Excellent first round and bonus round out of you. So, Laura, it's been a good day so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll see how your competitor does in a couple of minutes and we'll see if it's you going through to the final. Best of luck.
Music Master on Today FM.
Now, Rory Monks is in Kilkenny. How are you, Rory?
Hi, Dave. How's form?
I wish you the best, as Lewis Capaldi would sing to you.
Thank you.
His form is good, yeah. How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
Enjoying the summer or whatever we have of it?
Yeah, it's great here at the moment. So.
Good stuff. And you're working hard during the summer? You getting any time off or anything?
Yeah, I'm working from home now. I'm working as an engineer, so.
Nice. So you're doing engineering at home?
Engineering at home, yeah.
It's the dream, isn't it?
I suppose it is, yeah. Don't leave your house.
Absolutely. Okay, Rory, let's see how you are at engineering answers to questions. We're going to jump into round one and see what category you're going to choose.
Round one.
So you can't have toe tappers. That's the song from Strictly that Laura chose. You can have either an arm and a leg or moon men. What would you like?
Let's go arm and a leg.
Arm and a leg. Okay, these are songs or bands that mention body parts. 60 seconds on the clock. And your time starts now. Talking Heads sang about being on a road to where?
Nowhere.
That's right. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Is a lyric from which Redneck song?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. Lisa Left Eye Lopez was a member of which band?
Pass.
TLC. Name the twins who found fame singing Touch My Bum. The Cheeky Girls. BDI was the band formed from the remaining members of Oasis after who had quit?
No.
That's right. Smash Mouth's song All Star became a mega hit after appearing in which cartoon classic?
Shrek.
Yes. Was the song Barracuda a hit for liver or heart?
Heart.
It was. Finish the lyric. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but what?
Brilliant.
Mammals. Hurt was a hit for Johnny Cash, but who released it originally?
Oh, his cousin, wasn't it? Yeah, I don't know.
No, it was Nine Inch Nails. Ace of Spades was a mega hit for which rock band?
Pass.
Motorhead. Who sang Save Tonight and Fight the Break of Dawn? Ah, drums are in. It was Eagle Eye Cherry. Okay, let's count those up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 you've got, which means you need to bump this bonus round up now, Rory.
Bonus round.
Okay, so the same category applies. These are all songs that bands that mention body parts. You're going to do the same game, though. It's guess the lyrics. So I'm going to play you a clip from a song. You've got to tell me what the missing word is, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's your first one.
Eyes.
Arms.
Arms.
Kylie Minogue, arms, unfortunately. Okay, try this one, though.
I'm alive.
Dumb. Megan Trainor is her one. Dumb is the word. Okay, try this one.
Romantic.
Perfection is the Shakira lyric we wanted there. Rory, I'm sorry, with a score of 5, I'm afraid you're not going to be going through to the final, but I will send you out a Dave Moore mug, and when you're engineering at home, you can have a nice cup of tea, a coffee out of that, all right?
That's perfect. Thanks, Dave.
Rory, thanks for playing. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And now Laura Pepper and Cavan.
Hello.
That score of 9 was good enough to get you to the final, Laura.
Brilliant.
So the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones are safe. You own them. Let's see if we can add €250 in cash and an official certificate for your wall that says you're a music master. We'll do the final round in a few minutes.
Music Master on Today FM.
Now, Laura Pepper and Cavan, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. I'm very excited. I love these final rounds of Music Master. I know most people are giving out to me when I say that, and they're like, well, you're not the one playing it. I'm like, yeah, I know, but they're a great crack all together. Are you ready to give it a go?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Laura, let's do it. So,
final round.
Okay, in this final round, Laura, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs, and then you have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
All right. The year is 1998. The place is Luton in the UK. And the lyric is, take my heart, don't break it.
Miles Smith.
You're going for Miles Smith. So you reckon this is from the chorus of Stargazing. And oh my God, you're absolutely right, you legend! Yes! Well done, it is Miles Smith.
I'm a little bit out in the car here, so.
Oh, listen, that's absolutely amazing. You have got yourself all of the prizes. You've got your hands on €250 in cash. You also get a certificate for your wall that says you are a music master. And you get a Dave Moore set of Bluetooth headphones. You can listen to all the Miles Smith you want on that. Congratulations.
Thanks a million, Dave.
Oh, listen, delighted.
Love music master, so, yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. And we played Miles Smith this morning, and I was distracted by the end of the song, and I was wondering, I knew that was coming up as the thing, I was wondering, was that maybe going to give somebody like their little memory? Maybe it gave it to you, Laura. I don't know. Were you even listening back then at 9:30?
I was.
You were, yeah. It was in your mind. Brilliant. Okay, well, listen, congratulations. We get all those prizes out to you. You are a music master.
Thanks a million, Dave.
All right, see you later.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye, Laura. Well done, Laura Pepper in Cavan, a Music Master winner. I do love when we get a Music Master winner. I also love when we get the chance to freak Kyle Minogue out. There's many opportunities on this show to freak him out. But why did he make this noise?
1, 2, 3, flip. Bang.
No way. Now, if the other three... No, hang on.
Scoop up the other three.
Go on, take
Keith Barry
was
in. He sounded like a car flying by.
What I hate when the likes of Keith Barry comes in is because I know Dave won't do it.
Yeah, you big wimp.
Not wimp, Keith Barry. No, on the contrary. Keith Barry knows, okay? He knows that I am...
skeptical.
I am A, skeptical, B, attuned to his messing in the sense that I don't know how he does it, but I know when he's doing things that aren't magic. Whereas Carl, I think you believe that he's magic. And I think that's why he likes doing
but
things
he
with
is,
you.
No, there is magic in it.
No, there's no magic. No such thing. See, that's why he doesn't do things on me. There's no such thing as magic.
Okay, I'll explain after this why I think there's magic.
Okay, right. Well, have a listen to Keith freaking Carl Minogue out. Right, what have you got for us?
Okay.
So I love this because Keith knows not to bother doing these things on me. So he's going to do it on Colin. Freak Colin and Olga.
So Colin, have you ever watched Ghostbusters, the movie?
Years ago.
So at the start of Ghostbusters, the movie, the old one, right?
Yeah.
Bill Murray is there and he's performed this experiment. But what people don't know is it's a real experiment. It's based on reality. Now, in the movie, he's electrocuting people as he's doing it.
That's right.
You electrocuted me one time.
I did, yeah.
But we're not going to do that. Here's the idea. You're going to get involved in this. So okay. You might need to pass Dave your phone or put it up against the cup or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the idea. So this is the experiment that they did in Ghostbusters was using ESP symbols, which are these. Circle, there's a plus sign, wavy lines, square, and a star. And you've got a set there. So I've got two sets, and one each. So you take those. Circle, plus sign, wavy line, square, star. So the actual experiment was invented by Dr. Ryan in Duke University many moons ago to test people for psychic ability. And the power of mind-to-mind communication. We're going to test you for your psychic ability. And I'm going to tell you now, you won't believe this. I did this on Mark Ruffalo at a big high-power table at the Now You See Me 2 premiere. Woody Harrelson was there. Everyone was there. And it failed miserably. It didn't work. So what I'm about to try and call, it's real. And it failed with Mark Ruffalo. Okay. So here's the game. I'm going to take, and now I'll go first. And the reason I'm going first is I want you to know there's no sleight of hand. There's no trickery involved. This is real. So I'm going to take one out. And the game is this. This one here, I'm mentally sending it to you right now, okay? And I'm going to put mine down, so I'm committed, okay? Yeah.
Just for context here, Keith Barry and Colin Minogue are sitting opposite each other, and they both have 5 cards each with these weird symbols on them that match.
Whatever one you think that is, Colin, you put it down there. And I'm going first, so I can't influence you unless what I'm doing is real. So I'm sending it to you now, and whatever you think it is, you put it down.
Okay.
Now, just to be fair about this, you can change if you want to change. You want to change, you want to stick.
I want to stick.
Okay, now, if what I'm doing is real, there's no sleight of hand. So, do you want me to flip mine first or get him to flip his first?
Flip.
I'll show you mine. Okay. I'll show you mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so I can't change. Yeah. Now, you flip yours, Carl. Flip yours and let's see how we did.
Ooh! Okay,
that's it. That's just one. Go
again. That's a one and five.
I know it's weird. Okay, go again, Carl.
I like this game.
So I'm putting one down. Yeah. I've sent it to you. I've already sent it to you. Whatever you think it is, you put it down. Okay, now do you want to change? Maybe he went for the same one. Do you want to change?
Yeah, I do want to change.
Okay, change. Change. Remember, that's fair, right?
That is fair. He's got the choice. Change.
Okay, happy with the change?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking one out. Now look, I've sent it to you already. Whatever you think that one is, you put it down.
On top of the other one.
I think it's that one.
You want to change?
I don't. No.
You can change, you want to change. Now, the last time, like what we said, okay, he got, like it was 1 for 1.
Yeah.
So if this is correct, right, it'd be 2 for 2. So let's take a look at his. So it's plus sign and wavy lines, and I put down the plus sign and the wavy lines.
What the hell?
We can do it one more time if you want.
Why do I
feel like I wanted to change?
Yeah, you changed.
Thank you for changing. Okay, go again. I put one down, whatever you think that one is.
Give me a second.
Now. Okay, I go first every time. No maneuvers, no sleight of hand, nothing. Okay, whatever you think is, you put it down. Now go with your gut instinct this time, okay?
I think it's that one.
Now, do you want to change? I ask you every time you want to change.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Yeah, okay. That one, I've sent it to you. Whatever you think it is, you put it down. I'm sending it to you, Colin.
I think you put it down that one.
Do you want to change?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't know why.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to quickly put that one down. Oh, you're fast that time. Okay, now, we've put 3 for 3. Mix the two up in your hands like this. Face down like this.
Okay.
Okay? And come right up close to me like this. Now, do you want to swap the two in your hands over? Do you want to keep them as they are?
Keep them as they are.
Okay, when I count to 3, we flip. 1, 2, 3, flip. Bang.
No way. Now, if the other three... No, hang on.
What the hell? Scoop up the other three.
Go on, take the other three.
Okay, and take off your top one. Take off your top one. Okay, and flip it over here. Star. And now the next one.
Plus oh, line. My God. What?
5 for 5 that time.
What the hell?
You're psychic.
You're get out of my head.
Wow.
There you go, Colin Minogue.
Yeah.
But it's not magic.
It is. And Emer, you were so afraid you left the room.
I know. I can't stand it. Because I think I'm like Dave. I'm a bit skeptical, but am I?
Well, here's the thing. I think, right, I don't believe there's anything such thing as psychic powers. I don't believe there's any such thing as magic. What I believe is Keith Barry is an unbelievably well-trained, brain-hacking influencer. in the original sense of the word. And I think he can make you do things that you believe are psychic or magic or whatever it is. But it ain't. He's figured things out. He's just very, very
good at his job. To people.
Okay. Hugely so.
You just heard there in that, right, that I had the cards in my hand and he goes, do you want to change? Mm. And I said no for the first time. And then he says, now, do you want to change this time? And I was like, do you know what? I do want to change my card. I don't know why I wanted to change my card, but I did. And then when I did change my card, it was the same one as his.
So it's one of two things has happened there. Either he has been influencing you with the things he's been saying to make you pick the particular cards, even though you don't know why.
But he wasn't saying squiggly lines.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have to be that obvious about it. Or it's a card trick. And when he turns over a card, he can make sure it's lined up with the one that you're turning over, or vice versa, whatever it is. It's sleight of hand.
We were watching him though.
Oh, but like, but he's good at his job. Like,
you sound like Roy Keane. It's his job.
It's his job. Like, just do your job.
I don't know. I think it's freaked me out. Anyway.
With Keith Barry, I want to know how it works, and I also don't want to know how it works. If that makes sense.
I'm very conscious
of him when he's in. I'm always like. Don't look him directly in the eye. What if he knows my thoughts and no one needs to know my thoughts?
That is a fear. I understand that. But Darren Brown, another mentalist, did a thing on the telly one time. And my mother-in-law was in the house. And she doesn't live in Ireland. So she was just a home visit or whatever. And she was sitting on the couch. We were all watching Darren Brown, myself, my wife, and my mother-in-law. And he did a thing where he went, right now, and he looked down the lens of the camera. I think it was Channel 4. He looked down the lens and he said, I'm going to stick you to the sofa. I'm going to glue you to the sofa. You won't be able to get up, whatever. This is going to work for about half of the people out there. And he was doing the thing and he was talking, whatever, and he was blinking and clicking and doing all these things, whatever. And he went, and now stand up. Myself and my missus stood up. And my mother-in-law went, and she, now I mean, I'm a strong man. My wife's strong. We tried to lift her off our couch. Honestly, for about 5 minutes, and she was freaking out, like she was nearly crying, because we couldn't get her off the couch. She couldn't get off the couch.
No, I said, I don't like that.
But it's just mentalism.
And then did she just snap out of it?
Eventually, she just kind of leaned over to one side and we were able to kind of rock her off onto her knees, onto the floor. Like,
do you remember one year at the Radio Awards, one of the more recent ones, there was a magician-y mental...
Up close magician, was it?
Yeah, I can't remember his name now, but he was really cool.
Yeah.
And I was so interested. I was more interested, like, how are you doing that? I was that person because I also may have imbibed some wine at this point. And I was like, how do you do it? Explain it to me like I'm fine.
The joy is, I know Keith Barry so well for so many years. He has never told me one single thing that he's ever done. He won't. And I've been in his house and I've gone, here, come on. There's no one around. Just you and me. Tell me anything. No. He won't tell you anything because that's his thing. Yeah. And in fairness, there is the magic circle. There are people who, when you get into the magic circle, you must take this oath or whatever it is to not reveal. Now, some magicians obviously have done over the past, but like, look, it's all tricks.
It's insane is what it is. Yeah, whatever it is that he's doing,
fair,
it's insane.
Fair. Listen, if you want to listen back to the other bit of the Keith Barry stuff that was on the radio, that's obviously a separate podcast as well. Go and listen to that too. But this is the Dave Moore podcast. Thank you very much to Emer. Thank you very much to Cahill.
Thank
you very much to Keith Barry. And see you. Peace.
Bye.
Dave Moore.
On Today FM.
Podcast.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.